Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
More wins the opening tip. The Lady Dogs with the basketball. They've got their dark charcoal road uniforms, maroon numerals in the white trim. Mountain Home in the white home uniforms, blue numerals, and the gold trim. Mountain Home in a matchup right now defensively against this Morrilton Ball Club. Shot along the baseline will not go, and Foreman with the rebound for Mountain Home. So the Lady Bombers with their first possession of the contest. Here's Husky at three, it will not go. Rebound along the baseline, saved inbounds into the hands of Husky. She'll wind up with the basketball. 7:16 left opening quarter, just getting things started from Bomber Gymnasium. Husky, right side, top of the key, picks up the dribble. Here's Tabor popping out of the right wing. Husky back out top, swings the left side. Pfeiffer open, the three is off the back of the rim. The rebound is controlled by Tabor. Kicks it back to Pfeiffer, another three. This one's good. So Tabor keeps the possession alive with the offensive rebound and gets the assist as Pfeiffer knocks down the three, and Mountain Home strikes first. On the offensive end for the Lady Dogs in the paint, Templeton. And she'll hit the pull-up 15-footer. 3-2. Morrilton leads it. Some pressure in the backcourt now. It's a full-court man-to-man. Now here comes the trap. Walker handles it up ahead to Tabor. Bounces it down low. Wide open is Foreman, and she'll score. The Lady Bombers have had some troubles against the full-court press. Boy, they handled that one nicely first time out tonight. 5-2, Mountain Home leads it. Templeton in the corner, left side. This is Kordsmeyer out top. She'll give it up to Hilton out top. She'll get things set up. Right wing is Kemp. Templeton out top, throws the basketball away. First turnover by Morrilton this evening. 32. Just about 2 minutes into this one. 6:01 left in the first quarter. 5-2, Mountain Home with the lead and against the pressure in the backcourt by the Lady Devil Dogs. Riley Walker handles it herself, works it up ahead, now gets things set up in the half-court set. Lady Bombers lead it by three. Tabor looks inside for Foreman, the ball knocked away, out of bounds, and it's going to be Mountain Home basketball. Lady Bombers will have it right baseline under their basket to inbound with 5:44 left in the opening quarter. Walker checking Husky to get it in. Lobs it in out top for Pfeiffer. Pull up, 16-footer, rattles around, it won't go. Rebound is chased down by Walker on the near sideline. Out top, Pfeiffer three, it's off the mark. Rebound, Tabor saves it in bounds, but it's picked up by the Lady Devil Dogs. Kemp has it for Morrilton. Good hustle by Tabor. Here's Kordsmeyer out top for Morrilton. Kemp has it, swings it right side into the hands of Wright. Tries an entry pass, is deflected right back to Wright. She'll take it into the paint, missing from 8 feet out, and forming the rebound, and she's fouled in the backcourt. The foul is on Z Wright, the senior. That's her first and the team's first.
Panther!
5:04 left in this opening quarter. Lady Bombers at 5-2. Pressure in the backcourt. Husky will beat it herself. Gets to a double team. Up ahead to Pfeiffer in the right corner now. Here's Tabor on the right wing. Pops out between the circles. It's Husky. She'll get everything set up now. On the left wing, this is Walker working off the high pick to the top of the key. She's open. She'll fire up the three, and it's good. Riley Walker hits the three. And a timeout by Morrilton. 8-2. Mountain Home leads it with 4:38 left in the first quarter. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
4:38 left in the opening quarter, 8-2. Mountain Home with the early lead over Morrilton. Lady Devil Dogs using their first timeout. They've got the basketball. Mountain Home still playing a man defensively with 4:25 left in the opening quarter. Kind of a matchup man. Here's Kortzmeyer out top. Walker has her right now. Right side, Kemp open for a three. It won't go. Rebound tipped up. Controlled by Wright inside for the Lady Devil Dogs. Baseline jumper, Templeton. It rims out, and the rebound out of bounds. Mountain Home basketball. And again, we'll see full court pressure by the Lady Devil Dogs. Mountain Home's done a good job against that pressure so far. They'll clear it out. Walker will bring it up. Just under 4 minutes left in the opening quarter. It's an 8-2 Mountain Home lead. Lady Devil Dogs didn't get to the gym until 5:20 this evening. They were kind of late arriving. 3:43 left and the first quarter, and a jump ball on the far sideline as Husky is tied up. Arrow pointing towards Mountain Home. Lady Bombers will keep the possession. It'll be Husky that inbounds along the right baseline. Somebody trying to get open. Finally, they'll lob it in for Pfeiffer, right side, top of the key. Back to Husky on the right elbow. Foreman comes to set a pick for her. Husky works around that, takes it down the paint, right side, lays it up and in. First points of the night for Husky. Four different Lady Bombers have scored in this opening quarter. It's 10-2. And a five-second call against Morrilton as Kemp took the ball to inbound it. The other four players went down the court, never looked. She had nobody to throw it to. So a turnover by Morrilton after the made basket. And, boy, Coach McNabb is just beside herself right now. She goes to the bench. Checking into the contest is Caitlin Williams, a 5'6 junior. Also, Maddie Adams, a 5'8 junior, will check in. Boy, that is just inexcusable. Husky comes out, and Emma Martin, the 5'7 sophomore, will check in. The Bombers up by 8 with the basketball. Martin to the free throw line, back to Tabor. Tabor right side, lobs it in to the right block. This is Foreman. She'll score off the glass.
Great.
4 points for Foreman. The Lady Bombers up 12-2 now. Couldn't have asked for a better start by Mountain Home here in this opening quarter. Into the paint with it is Hilton. Her drive, her bucket is good. Her first points. 12-4, Mountain Home with the lead. We've seen four different Lady Bombers score here in this first quarter. Here's Tabor. 17-foot jumper. Won't go. Gets her own rebound, though, on the right side to keep it alive. Gives it up to Walker. Her three won't go. Cleared out by Templeton underneath for Morrilton. Into the front court. It's Adams out top. Kortzmeyer, 3 feet beyond the arc. It won't go. And Tabor, the rebound underneath. Already three boards for Mally tonight. 2:07 left in this opening quarter, 12-4, Mountain Home up. Pfeiffer holds it out top, slowing things down, and now gets the offense rolling. Here's Walker on the right side. Backs it up a bit. Marlton in the man-to-man defensively. Walker's going to back it up and reset the offense as the play gets called from the bench. Right side, this is Martin. They're looking in for Foreman. Templeton fronting her, trying to deny that entry pass. Here's Pfeiffer on the left wing. Gets freed up on the pick by Tabor. Knocks down the three. Tabor won't get an assist on that, but boy, she deserves one. Getting the pick set, 15-4. Mountain Home with the lead, 1:17 left in this opening quarter. Adams, a three, is an air ball. And the rebound along the baseline, kept alive by Williams. Marlton has it. They'll give it up inside to Kortzmeyer. She'll score. 15-6, Mountain Home on top with 58 seconds left in this opening quarter. Lady Bombers will hold it for the final minute of the quarter. They had 49 seconds left, and they're going to hold the basketball. Riley Walker with the dribble right now. The defender, Williams, gets close enough to make her dribble around a little bit, not just stand there and hold it. What a great start for Mountain Home. 15-6 right now. And they'll try to add a bucket here before the end of the quarter to expand that lead. Right side, this is Pfeiffer. We're down to 22 seconds left. Walker on the left elbow. She's open. She's going to take the three. She'll hit the three. Riley Walker with her second three of the ball game. 18-6. Mountain Home leads at 7 seconds left in this first quarter. Into the front court is Williams. Kortzmeyer gives it up to Hilton. A three at the buzzer, no good. The Lady Bombers leading 18-6 at the end of the first quarter. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.